Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Do not forget that today at 9.15, we peak for the week.
Hell yeah, we do. Hey, everyone, tune in at the 9 a.m. hour specifically for a review of The Spy Who Dumped Me and the incredible Christopher Robin. I don't want to give too much away right now.
I can't wait. I'm going tomorrow.
So good.
Yeah, we already bought tickets.
Hooman said he bawled his eyes out.
Oh, I don't want to cry. Well, whatever. I'm going to cry. Sure. Whatever. It's fine.
So is Pooh a live action thing? Like,
Pooh's like, yeah.
He's
like,
not a cartoon in the photo. He's like Ted.
He's like Ted, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Like the way they did Paddington was so perfectly and well done that I imagine Disney was like, what the? How'd we let them beat that?
Right. Like, we got to get Pooh into the real world.
Yeah, I mean, it was so seamless and perfect that, of course, you got to do it that
way. Right. It's amazing what they can do now.
Paddington was so excellent.
And so real looking.
And that's not even one that I remember as a kid at all.
Yeah.
I wasn't a Paddington guy.
Me either.
But those number one and number two, excellent.
Oh, you've seen both the Paddingtons?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're excellent.
Did you cry a little bit?
Yeah. No, not like that, Bryn. No, he's framing. No, not like that, everyone. Seriously, no. Just maybe a little misty. That's
a
little
tear trickling.
Just a little
down,
teeny tiny bit.
Trembling on the bottom of your jaw and then dropping.
There's no
your
trembling.
Popcorn.
A tiny bit of
salting
emotion.
Salting your popcorn for you.
As I really feel for Padding. I like you. I'm in. There at the end, there's this hug scene, and you're like,
I can't wait to hear.
Oh, come on!
About Pooh Bear.
She came there!
Yeah. I can't believe that we're going to hear more crying stories out of you.
Yeah.
It's like, who is this guy?
Who is this guy is right.
He's the guy
that does have a heart.
He's the guy that sold his truck.
Yeah.
I live 70 miles from here. Okay, let's start the celebrity trash. Poor Vinny.
Poor Vinny. Come on, give me a break.
This, let's turn your monitor so that Vinny can watch this video.
All right, hold on.
So it turns out France has rappers too. You know, it's not just an American thing. They're probably all over the world. I hadn't really thought about it. But there's these French rappers. They're named Booba and Karis. B-O-O-B-A, which I think is, you know. It must be French for something. The guy's name's Booba.
I imagine the question that everyone wants answered is, are these white kids?
I don't know.
Not. Give me a second, though. I have to log in because I have to confirm my age.
Oh.
Oh, great.
Old. Just put old.
So are they black guys?
Anyway, yes, from what I saw.
At the airport. So Booba and Karis, two A's, Karis, are not friends. They are rival rappers
in France. Okay.
Right. Like, you stay off my side of the beach. I'll be over here getting the better sun.
I wonder which city you claim when you're a rapper from
Lyon,
France.
Right, I don't know. All right, so they're in a duty-free, they're at the airport, and they each have huge entourages. Yeah, but you can play.
So they're successful rappers.
Apparently so, Vin.
Okay.
So they're at the airport, and they go into a duty-free shop, just a store at the airport. And they start, they're brawling with each other, but they're also effing destroying the store. Like cosmetics are flying everywhere. And
Oh
boy.
There's real.
Oh, there's
I was going to say
actual,
that.
It looked like just running at
it's
first.
It's like four guys beating up that one dude.
Yeah.
Is that Booba or Karis?
Who knows?
It's hard to tell because there's so much. Oh, there's guy just threw down some perfume.
Oh, no. That's going to stink in there.
I'm going to say that's Boo Boo.
Booba. Booba.
All right. Well, I was going to say a lot of times most of that extracurricular ruckus is to keep you from actually having to fight. But
oh, yeah,
those
no,
guys were
fully
kicking
pummeling the one
somebody
dude.
In the head.
So the problem is for these guys, and, you know, I guess the store's problem is that all their crap got wrecked. Everything's on video. I'm sure there's surveillance there, but also people are filming this. You know, people, there's Booba and Karis. Oh, my God, they're famous, and they have a beef with each other. What's going to happen? Well, it went down in this store. So
at the airport, right?
Yeah, at the airport. Well, like, that's, so, of course, they all got arrested.
Yeah, part of it is anyone who's flying anymore, you're like, the last thing you want to do is do anything that's going to keep you from not getting on that plane.
Right.
And these guys have just... Right. Completely screwed whatever plans they had.
Not only their plans, but a bunch of flights were delayed because of the melee. And so it looks like Booba and Karis were both arrested, and nine other members of their crews were also arrested. I don't have a damage report, but they, I hope that their record sales are strong because they're gonna. That's there's a lot. Of, I mean, they trashed that store.
Wow.
So. France has rappers too, I guess, is the lesson we're taking away from this. Les poissons.
Well, you can't find any of their music?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I didn't even look.
I want Booba. I want to hear what Booba sounds like.
His name is Bagheer Booba, right?
I don't know what his other name is. I just got Booba over here.
925 says Booba in Hebrew is a slang term for sweetie or cutie.
Oh.
Mm. That's not very tough.
Well,
I know.
What does it mean in French,
though?
What's
his real name? Elie Yaffa. E-L-L-E Yaffa. Y-A-F-F-A.
Oh. Are you finding any? I'm surprised it's not popping right up. I mean, these guys must be huge if they're beefing at the airport.
Nothing pops. The fight pops up.
Oh, that's
a lot
it?
Of the fight pops up. And
darn it.
I feel like even if I found rap songs from them, it would be explicit. Mm. Right.
Well, we wouldn't know, though, so you just play them. I mean, please.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Ignorance.
It's okay. Why'd you just say
he didn't
that?
He didn't want to play the audio. He's like, well, there might be swears. I'm like, who cares? They're in French. Like, yeah. I wouldn't even know.
Well, now it looks premeditated. Now we look like we're...
Well, you know, I can't find... I'm scrolling through the first,
For
like,
a second
30.
There, we could have gotten it.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Ask for forgiveness.
What do we
right?
know? Right. We didn't know. God.
Bryn.
Sorry about that.
I mean, I don't know how many French
I'll
listeners
just play
we
it
have,
next time.
Superhero movies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're going to, oh, yeah, this one, woman. So it seems like there's an endless supply of them. It's just as you think, like, okay, well, they've made all the superhero movies they can possibly make. They find some obscure character in some obscure corner of some obscure comic book.
Right. Who is it?
It's the Super Pets.
Oh, what? I'm not excited about that.
See, I knew you wouldn't be excited. Like, they're just never going to run out of ideas for this. There's a new animated movie in development about the DC characters, the DC superheroes, all their pets. And apparently, this was a...
cartoon, yeah. I remember watching it as a kid.
Cartoon Network used to air shorts called DC Super Pets. And there was actually a comic book in the 60s called Legion of Super Pets. Do you know any of the names? Like, the names are so stupid.
No, I don't.
There's Crypto the Super Dog.
Oh, yeah, I know Crypto.
Oh, you
yeah.
do know Crypto.
That's the most famous one. That's Superman's dog.
I don't remember any.
How is he? What's super about him?
He can, like, fly. He flies with
why?
The family.
Why can he fly?
When the comics were trying to, like, force families down everyone's throat, Superman would have a wife and a kid and a dog, and they'd all fly around together. Stupid. Stop forcing family down everyone's throat. All right,
he has
else?
Super strength. He can fly. Super speed.
Can he bite through pipes?
Superman also had a super horse, just so you know.
Oh,
is it Comet the Super Horse?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Was it just like being around them made them super?
Wait, so is Comet in the list?
The Super Horse. These are all the stupid. There's also Streaky the Super Cat. Did he have a cat? Streaky the Super Cat.
I don't know, because all of these animals.
We could ask him to join our cat clan. That
they
we
had
have.
A superhero master. So
oh they oh
yeah
one so, dude owns all the super animals.
No, like Batman would have his own dog, and Superman would have his own. You know what I'm saying? Like
who's
these,
Damian Wayne?
Well, Damian Wayne is Superman's son. So
he's got a dog named Titus who's in this. as well.
He named his son Damien?
No, so what happened was Batman had a one-night stand with this chick who was who's a bad girl. Her name is Queen Bee.
Isn't it Bruce Wayne's son?
Bruce Wayne's son. Yeah. Batman. That's what I said, Bruce
no,
Wayne.
No, you said Superman's Superman. Son.
Oh, sorry. Batman had a one-night stand with this woman named Queen Bee. And they had this, and she got pregnant, but he didn't know about it. And then, like, 6 years after the kid's alive, he finds out that he's got a son.
Damien!
The bad woman named the son Damien.
Oh.
And so Damien is like the fifth or the sixth Robin. Because there's all... No! Queen Bee! Why did you do it?
I like the name Damien.
Anyway, so Damien is like, he rides the line between being good and bad. He like wants to
Sanctus
kill everyone. And Batman's like,
Dominus.
You're a superhero. You
Damien!
Don't kill.
Well, it's
from the movie,
the
right?
The movie The Omen, right?
Yeah.
Isn't Damien the kid from The Omen?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just play the Omen theme song. It's super horrible. It just like gives you the chills
just
listening to the song.
Yeah, it's awful.
Kid's got 666 on his head. I mean, what the heck? What's up with that? I remember being so creeped out by that movie as a
totally
kid.
Me too.
All right, so here's the super pets. Ready? You got your Crypto the super dog, Streaky the super cat. We got to ask him to be in the garage cat clan, you know?
Streaky.
I'm Freaky.
I know two cats that need rescuing.
Okay, I'll come to the rescue.
Okay, well.
There's Beppo Beppo the super monkey.
I'm hard to find in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Can you hear my voice?
I can hear you.
I'm in a lead box.
All right. Okay. Why do you keep your cat in a lead box?
I don't.
Okay, Beppo the super monkey.
I put him there so that Screechy can't use his X-ray vision to detect where he is.
Oh, is that Vinny?
That's yes. Me.
Vinny's an evil comic book villain. All right, let me just get the names.
Go back to the names. Okay. I'm forgetting.
I'm gonna
Beppo.
Start over.
All right,
Crypto the super dog.
That's Superman's dog.
Streaky the super cat. Beppo the super monkey. Comet the super horse. Damian Wayne's dog Titus.
I think the monkey has to do with the Wonder Twins. They had a monkey.
I think they did have a monkey.
They did?
Yeah.
Aquaman, seahorse, Storm.
Oh, yeah, because he rides that seahorse.
Flexi the plastic bird.
Oh, I wonder if that has to do with Plastic Man.
Bat cow.
Bat cow? There's no such thing as a bat cow.
And clay critter.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm not the one who knows
these
things. Oh,
no, Robin has his own cow.
Yeah, it's Robin's.
That's so stupid. That's so
what? Robin has a cow and it has bat. It's a flying cow?
I got a picture of him here.
Oh, God, no.
Which one was Damien's? Did you say Streaky was Damien's cat?
No, Damien has Bruce Wayne's son has a dog named Titus.
Oh, okay.
And Titus is a bat dog,
I'm trying to figure out where Streaky comes from. I've never heard of Streaky. Aw, Streaky, Superman's cat. Oh, I'm so stupid.
Okay.
All right.
So there's... Are you going to go see this?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, great. Super pets, everybody. Just when you think they can't possibly have more superhero movies, turns out they can. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
After all these years and all these weddings, a couple in England has come up with the perfect new idea.
Oh.
For your wedding night.
Are you going to do this?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, that
well,
at all. But
think about it over the break and let me know.
It's an interesting idea. I'll share it with you guys.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Leon Bridges. Hold on 1 second. Leon Bridges is going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight, so if you like him. And I heard a rumor he might be somewhere else here pretty soon.
Where?
I love that guy.
Yeah.
I got both his albums, and they are there. You put them on and let them flow.
Remember that one time that he had to cancel on us for a show because he got SNL?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
And then he owed us a favor. So.
Oh.
No, I don't want to.
What does that mean? Is he coming back for Winterland?
Well, you should ask Michael Martin about that. I don't know. He did walk in here and say that on the air, but you know, we're not supposed to talk about it. Hey, everybody. Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah.
You must be getting excited about this. This sounds fun.
It's
Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to party with you, Zet, at the Thunder from Down Under.
It's hilarious. I've been getting so many texts from
this coming Wednesday. You
got
to get home and get a nap in, because you're going to be up late for that
absolutely.
One. Absolutely. It's at Cobb's Comedy Club on August 8th. There are tickets available, I'm sure, but we're giving away these tickets. So
correct.
You can come and party with you, Zet. You got to be over 18 and be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, to party at Thunder from Down Under.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website.
Many times.
Yeah. If you want to watch this show, that's how you can do that.
Sure.
We got cameras.
They're not pointed at us, but we've been told that we're on camera.
We got a camera show, too.
Yep, we do.
Mm-hmm. Here's what's happening. So this is a trip, and I want your opinion on it. A guy named Richard Hill from Parma, Ohio, was walking through a Walmart parking lot Saturday afternoon when he noticed a crowd around a car with two dogs inside.
Oh.
So, as you know, people leaving pets and kids in a car on a hot day with the windows rolled up is a no-no. And
it's very dangerous.
Most people are alarmed when they see that. So Richard was. So he grabbed a hammer and broke the window to rescue the dogs.
Okay.
When the cops came and reviewed some security footage, it turned out the dogs had only been in the car for 8 minutes, and the high that day was 78 degrees. So suddenly, it goes from him doing what he felt like he had to do to save these pets to, well, maybe you could have waited a minute and looked at the situation a little more carefully. So, is it wrong?
No.
You say he's not in trouble.
I don't think he should be in trouble. 78 outside can rocket up inside a car.
Mm-hmm.
And you said he spotted the people surrounding this car. He has no idea how long those dogs have been
right
in there. And are the dogs in distress? Are they pawing at the windows? Do they see? You can tell when an animal's in distress. If they're just sitting there, and although I suppose if they're barking at you, that could just be because you're a stranger.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the person in trouble here should be the person who left the dogs in the car. Am I out of control?
I hate seeing that. No, I'm with you.
They cited him for criminal charges.
Oh, boy.
There's a law in Ohio that's supposed to give people immunity for breaking a car window to rescue a child or an animal based on the temperature and how long the dogs have been in the car, though. The police feel like those dogs didn't need rescue.
So if he'd waited 10 more minutes, then maybe he would have been okay.
He says,
it's hot in a car. 78, that's still warm.
To me, that's I'm already like, ah.
Yeah.
I
78, get the AC on.
Richard says, I'm fighting this charge. He goes, this situation right here is what deters people from actually stepping up and doing the right thing.
He's not wrong.
So.
Well, for once, it
I'm
isn't
with
wrong.
Richard, yeah.
I'm with Dick Hill. Mm-hmm. I'm with Dick. Yeah, she said Dick.
Yes, we're 12.
I know. I'm 12. Jesus. You're giving us a little too much credit. We're 9. Or 8. Dick, 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 dick. Oh, Dick is Dick Van Dyke, everybody.
So dumb.
Oh, man. Listen, Dick did the right thing. You see an animal in a car. You don't know how long the person's been gone. You don't know when they're coming out. Save the animals. Be careful, though. Dogs bite.
I was on the phone. What did Dick do?
He busted some animals out of a hot car, and then he's in trouble because they were only in there for 8 minutes, and it was only 78 degrees out. Dick, 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 Dick. D-I-C-K, Dick. Dick. Gonna keep her going? Dick, Dick, no, Dick,
well,
Dick, Dick.
Actually, I was gonna say, may I or?
How did he break the window?
With a hammer.
Oh. Dick dropped the hammer, huh?
Yep. Dick, 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 dick.
May I please?
Well, if you must.
I don't have to. I mean,
I'm really enjoying the Uzette show right now. Hey, by the way, the cameras are on. Turn the lights on in there. I can't even see you guys.
What
yeah.
the heck?
How come we have to have blaring lights? Blaring lights on us. Fluorescent lights don't have heat. Do they?
The camera's not even aimed at us.
Yeah, it is.
I know. It's
one's
not
pointed
aimed at
the ceiling, one's pointed at my feet.
I don't understand this.
Vaughn knows what he's doing.
Yeah, Vaughn says it's on you guys.
But it isn't.
But it is.
It's on them, right, Vaughn?
I trust Vaughn.
Yeah, he says yes.
Is it on
but
me?
It's so far away from me.
It doesn't. What are you?
These cameras don't love me.
A 70-year-old guy was at Costco in Greenville, South Carolina on Sunday, and he was patiently waiting in line for a free cheese sample.
Oh, so he's at the God one. Costco. I love the samples at Costco.
I hate them.
Why? Because they cause cause
I'm
traffic
trying
jams.
To get through there as quickly as humanly possible.
And you keep getting trapped at the cheese line.
No, I don't get food. I'm not eating there.
You can eat
I don't
lunch
go there.
There.
No.
At lunchtime, they have tons of. You can just walk around and fill up.
I don't eat
mini
at
bites.
The Costco.
I like it. And I found things I'm like, I'm getting that. That's yeah. delicious.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, yeah.
Those little Peking raviolis, what are those things called? Pot stickers. They were making those. The ones that are in, they have like a panda
Did
on the front.
Did you say Peking raviolis?
That's what they're called on the East Coast. Peking ravioli, yeah. Mm-hmm. That, or wherever, I don't know. That's what I call them my whole life.
And then
life.
The next breath is pot stickers.
So whatever what? They're called, pot stickers.
Peking raviolis, everyone.
That's
Go on.
So they were doing those samples, and now I buy those all the time.
The Linglings, right?
Lingling. Yeah. That's the one, yeah.
And they have the special soy sauce in there. Right?
It's delicious. Really good. Dude, crazy good. Wouldn't even know about them if it wasn't for a Costco sample line.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to make my own pot stickers at home.
I know. Sarah. That's a lot of work. You're amazing.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah, you know what? The Lingling ones, delicious. Tastes like homemade.
It'll save me 3 hours of my life. Back to you, Vinny.
Anyway, the 70-year-old guy is at the Costco in South Carolina on Sunday. It's Sunday, so you know that's the big day, right?
So he's waiting for cheese.
For the cheese sample, and suddenly a 72-year-old SOB cuts the line.
You're kidding.
He grabbed some cheese and walked off.
Oh.
The 70-year-old let it go, but then he was in line for a free cheeseburger sample when he saw the 72-year-old coming to pull the same move again.
This guy, what a nerve.
Not again, mister. He confronts the guy, and the guy hit him in the head and knocked his hat and glasses off.
Oh, two old dudes brawling. Over cheese samples.
The cops came, and after they talked to both the guys and some witnesses, they decided to let him go. Oh.
It's like, well, you know.
It amounted to nothing.
It's, you know, it's, I hate to say it's adorable when old people fight, because it really isn't. But it's, you know, like I'm picturing them, like the one guy hits him. He's, oh, my hat and glasses. And he starts like ambling after him, kind of shuffling. I'm going to get you. And the guy's like, I can't even hear you. My hearing aid is turned off.
You think by 70, though, like.
Right.
Right now, it's kind of cute, I guess, as me and my buddies go to do things that our heads completely remember how to do and our bodies are still mostly capable of, and yet every now and then something just doesn't go as planned, and you're like, I am actually
like the surfboard story that you're about to tell us right
now? I'm not
going to
tell you that story.
I feel
story.
Like you should tell it.
My point being, by 70, you've had enough incidents. You should know you can't do what you once could. It's over, Johnny. It's over.
I don't know if it matters how old you were that your surfboard story was. How could you resist? And then tell the go ahead and
I'm
tell the
not
story
gonna tell that story
want
right
me to,
now.
Should I tell
no,
it real fast?
Because I want to tell the wedding story.
All right. God.
I didn't tell you that for that to end up on air.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, it will eventually.
Right. You know her, right?
You had to know that a story that good wasn't gonna get left.
So
on
listen.
The beach.
When you planned your wedding.
Yes.
There's every single thing. Nothing's left undone. You plan the music. You plan your outfits. You plan the priest,
sure.
the venue, the
right.
drinks, the
everything.
Every single
what
thing.
What flowers are going to be
Who's
on the table.
Who's
going to
take the pictures.
Sure. Whole
so
thing.
Why stop after you've pulled away in your just married car headed for the hotel room.
Because aren't you done with all that at that point?
Well, are you, though?
Yeah.
In this day and age when everyone videos everything, why wouldn't you hire someone to take the consummation video?
Oh, like to prove to everyone? Like in the olden days when they had to prove it and consummate the betting?
Here's us doing it for the first time. Wink.
Yeah, right.
Don't you want to be alone at that time?
Yes,
with your...
I do want to be alone, Vinny. I mean, human. But there are people who... Life is not worth living if it's not happening on camera.
There's a couple in England who wants to get married next month, and they just posted an ad on a job site. They're looking for someone to film them doing it on their wedding night. I'd never heard of it, but I thought, this makes perfect sense.
Why?
Because that's what people do now. They film every single thing they do.
So they want someone to film their homemade porn.
Right.
And so it's well lit, and it's a beautiful memory. When they're 80 years old, they can be like, let's watch the wedding porn, dear.
They're offering $2,600 for someone to come to their hotel room from 1 to 3 a.m. and film them doing it.
So they're going for 2 hours, and that's, or just at some point in those 2 hours, they figure they'll get to it.
I don't.
Sounds like the guy's going to have to give them direction.
Oh.
They say here that they asked the videographer of their wedding to do it, and he said no. So they have to find a separate person to meet them at their hotel room. It seems like we take pictures of our meals. We take pictures of our wangs and our boobs and everything else. Why wouldn't this be the next step?
Well, it feels like a private moment. So maybe what they should really do is buy a $26 tripod instead of a $2,600 and just make their own,
private. You can set up four cameras and get all the angles.
Right, cut it all together later.
And then give it to an editor.
Right,
Eddie doesn't have to be in the room with you.
Well, I mean, on one hand, one camera is going to get the other camera in the shot, so now that's ruined the moment because you're not lit.
That's all right.
I can see why you want... Sure.
It's okay. It doesn't matter if the camera's in the shot.
I agree, Hooman. They could just... And plus, they put them close to the bed and aim them downward. I mean,
and here's the other thing.
Or has to aim up.
If they really want to spend the extra money, you can hide the cameras so they can't see one another.
Right, put them in flower bunches or...
Yeah. Flower bunches.
Flower bunches.
Bouquets, whatever those things are called.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to hear them.
707 says, how did Mary get Hooman to answer the phone?
I know. Crazy.
Earlier this morning, we got a call from...
the mother of an actress named Jane Levy.
Yeah.
She's not... Daphne on Frasier is named Jane Levy.
No.
No, it's Leaves.
Jane Leaves.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's close.
Close, but no cigar.
If anything, the one thing I noticed when I looked up the pictures was she looks very much like Emma Stone.
Right. Yeah, especially that red hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one says 415. Yay! Bring back phone calls. Let Hooman do his job.
Oh. Well, here's the problem with phone calls. Your phone sucks. And the connection isn't great. Back in the olden days when everyone had a landline that they would call us from, calls sounded like Mary's call. They were clean and clear and there wasn't a bunch of...
Except she kept pushing the
button. Yeah, I mean, it didn't start well. And,
I went to yell at her.
I didn't have high hopes at first.
We had to make her feel bad and then she could talk.
But now people, it's like, you know how cell phone calls, like you're always like, I can't hear you. Can you roll up your window?
I'm going through a dead zone. Just hold on for a minute.
Yeah, so we don't, so we just use your text. But I agree with you. It's nice to talk to someone on the phone. Mm-hmm. Mary, and they're from San Anselmo, right?
What's that extra echo? We hear you saying everything three times.
Back to you, Vin.
650 says, Lord of the Flies, the book. Human behavior is a fascinating thing.
Yeah.
That's about Big Brother, which we talked about earlier.
It is crazy how you put someone into a situation and... Right, situation. Their character is revealed.
Okay. What's coming up in the trash,
Sarah? Is
today
Friday?
It feels like a Friday,
I
guess.
It does.
Well, I have a story about Kid Rock that I found really interesting.
All right.
Like, he's the guy who, straight out of the trailer, right? That's what I thought. Don't worry, Drinks. I'm coming. Also, Jack Osborne and... I think Charlie Sheen's in there too, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.